In the 1970s, filmmaker Terrence Malick made two widely acclaimed movies, Badlands and Days of Heaven. He seemed on the road to directorial stardom. It turned out to be a road not taken. The filmmaker essentially disappeared from Hollywood for the next 20 years. Now he is back with a World War II epic based on the James Jones novel, The Thin Red Line. Critic Bob Mondello has our review.
The camera first discovers an eerie quiet, an alligator slipping underwater, birds flying overhead, sunlight filtering through trees. This is the Pacific Island world that America's Charlie Company arrived in 1942, and it's as much a character in The Thin Red Line as any of the men who set foot in it. The tread of those men is heavy, and as they struggle to eliminate the Japanese stronghold at Guadalcanal, they wreak havoc.
I formally request to be given permission for patrol reconnaissance around to the right of Hilton Kent through the jungle. I believe the entire position, sir, can be outflanked with a maneuver there in force.
No! Damn it, I tell you no! There'll be no flanking move! Now listen to me, Starros. You're not going to take your man around into the jungle to avoid a damn fight!
Battle sequences much like this one lie at the heart of any war film, and director Terrence Malick makes sure they deliver all the requisite jolts. But he's not making a conventional war story, where the taking of a hill or even overall strategy is what counts. What Malick concentrates on is the confusion of men who find their world turned upside down by battle. That of the private who goes AWOL, for instance, though he believes that one man can make a difference. That of the thoughtfully heroic sergeant, played by Sean Penn, who thinks the fighting is all about property, and that of the terrified soldier who's of two minds on the battlefield, two minds both of which the film articulates, one in his shouts to buddies, the other in a worried voiceover.
I got him!
I killed a man.
Hey, Quee! Quee, you there?
Worst thing you can do. Worse than rape.
Quee! You see them Japs leaving that left ridge?
Kill the man. Nobody can touch me.
I
for
ain't say much of nothing.
These voiceovers give The Thin Red Line rhythms more often associated with poetry than with cinema. Languid philosophical debates alternate with the urgency of combat. And nature is always present, as men who are dodging bullets find themselves face to face with huge snakes in high grass. Those expecting a straightforward action movie will find such passages perplexing. But they're at the heart of Malick's meditative, intensely visual approach to warfare, a subject that's usually depicted in either gung-ho or anti-gung-ho terms. Not everything the director does is exceptional. While he gets wonderful performances from his leads, you can certainly quibble about some distracting star cameos, John Travolta's brief scene as a general, and George Clooney's walk-on as a fatuous captain, especially. But in fairness, there are the usual rumors about all the footage that was left on the cutting room floor. What's on screen in The Thin Red Line, though, is plenty. A feast for the eyes that proves nourishing to the soul. I'm Bob Mondello.